Blog Talk Radio.
Home with her. We don't even know what happened. So,
Okay, we're ready for our music, really we are. Oh, honey.
You know, so they merged in the end.
That is so beautiful. It's beautiful.
Breathe deeply. Feel yourself relaxing back into a womb of light.
Indescribable.
wonderment and discovery, that it might become the source of our actions. We dedicate all that we do with great gratitude. that we might participate and usher in this new day, a time of innocence, when unicorns and pegasus will once again come among men, and once again you will hear their hoofs at night in your house. Once again, there shall be joy amongst the mystical and the magical kingdoms, and the gods shall remember who they are and stand forth in majesty, radiant as the noonday sun, gentle and innocent as the moon. Come forth, the ancient gods of this planet. This is our home, to clean house with great humility and with firmness. That which has not come for the same purpose must leave. In humility, devoted to life, we walk this luminous path to to reclaim the chambers of the heart. For it is our inner sanctum, within our being, within the planet, and within the universe, the sacred space of which is our playground. This is our inner sanctum. And in each of us it resides. And none can know it better than you yourself. Too long have we, in the knowledge that we know nothing, believed human dogma, believed that they knew us. No more. Our source is our infinite being. From here shall we live. In innocence, in radiance, in wonderment of the world. Let's take by another 4 or 5 minutes, just in silence. You can write down any impressions that you get. And planets were birthed from the infinite hand. Your joy is what they floated upon as they went upon their orbits in the sky. It is the joy of what next, of the infinite journey that never ends. Let us reclaim that wonderment. If you'll just take a minute, just come back. When you come into this class with me, If I am here to teach, and you are here to learn, there's a dynamic that doesn't work. If I am here to explore and share my explorations with you, there's a different dynamic at play. And here's what that is. See, throughout the years, I always maintained this total neutrality when I was teaching. For the very specific reason that, see, we hold lightly to the truth. It's like a butterfly in your hands. If you hold it too tight, you squish its beautiful wings. The glowworm is the same. You have to hold them lightly. Otherwise, the little lights go out. Truth is like that. Truth changes from day to day. There are certain basic truths that are like the deep ocean, and they change slower, but still the deep ocean moves. So truth is just today, it's a butterfly you're playing with. So if I am proactively trying to persuade you of my position, I am not teaching from ignorance. I am indoctrinating you. And you have come trusting me, and you're open. So you come with this openness, and then I push my truths in. It's a form of imprinting. It's a form of mind control. It's a form of indoctrination. So in my classes, even sometimes when I could start to see answers, I would step back because I knew they were yours to get. And that if you got them, it would bring such blessings to you from the cosmos. And so I go somewhere else and look for another answer. So, innocence, just consider that. What is it within us? There's proactivity, there's receptivity, and then there's just the neutral observing. When things are confusing in our midst, I go into neutral observing, not because I'm angelic, because that is the most impeccable way to deal with confusing energies. So, what we do is when things are confusing, or there's mud in the water from somebody stirring something up underneath as a current, you just observe. When you come together to gather information, instead of the teacher being proactive, and many of you are teachers, I've been doing it, my very, very dear brother, Paul St. John, and many of you teach, my beautiful Anita. So when you teach, my love, if you are proactively pushing a truth, instead of just, this is my highest truth, take it or leave it. But if you're proactively pushing the truth, you step out of innocence when you teach. And so, how I do it, what I'm proactive about, very proactive, is the questioning. What about this? What about that? What does this mean? Because that actually, that creates directionality for the group. It creates movement in a specific direction of questions. So it gives us impetus to move out of our boxes where we were, because we were all in specific boxes. That's what it means to be that on the cusp of new reality. So it pushes us out of the boxes, and the more aggressively I question, the more there's movement out of the box. Then the answers are receptive. So the questions are proactive, the answers are receptive. If you're proactively pushing the answers, you've reversed this, and then you're not in innocence. Can you see that? Isn't that fascinating? I didn't know that till now, so it was new for me as well. I just knew I must do that. But why is it that I would not be functioning from this core of authenticity? And you would feel that something was wrong, somebody's trying to pursue.
way, instead of somebody trying to explore with you beyond the horizon. So that's one aspect of innocence, is that it doesn't try and persuade, it explores.
So approaching it with what we've been saying, I don't know nothing, right?
Yes.
That's the innocence when you do
yes.
A healing session, I just say, I don't know what is it to happen from this session. I'm just open to what the angels and the infinite have. I'm just facilitating this.
Exactly. Because if the client has the same symptoms as that client and that client, or 100 you've done, you might think it's the same.
Yeah.
Unless you approach it. It's the hallmark of mastery to admit the unknowableness of the cosmos. That's very beautifully said.
The Hercules.
Yes. And you know what? Now, unfortunately, my brother Noor's, the stress was a lot for him. He didn't do, I've asked him just to stop because I don't want him to get sick from it. But his partner's helping. So they may still do it. But we were supposed to present in
digestive enzymes there. Of those, I take 4, even 5, if there is meat, heavy-duty meat or anything.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I would recommend eating lightly. Mm-hmm. I mean, eat lightly all week. And so, then anything else that you need, but make sure you have lots of blankets, it's going to get cold. Mm. Let the magical life begin. Let us release the ties that bind to gravity. Let us learn to work with levitation so that we might unite gravity and levitation in a most holy and sacred way, ushering a time of miracles back through our lives. In all things, may our hearts be open, our bodies relax, and may we listen to the whisperings of inspiration. May we release the bondage of duty and responsibility. We ask that in all things, our life be dedicated to moving all of humanity to the next level effortlessly, lightly, by rising above that which drains our energy and binds our minds and hearts and body. May the joy of this week be found in our sleep, in our dream. May linear time be relaxed from our bodies. And may the constant need to know, to record, to capture, be released. Let the river flow through us. Amen. We will begin our time now of silence. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Minister of Security.